two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for joining us for Utah's Noon News. KSL's top local story this half hour. Gas prices are rising again this year, but we're still not up to last year's record high. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is live with the latest. Amy?
Maria, the trend is definitely upward in the last few weeks, but we've still got a bit of padding before we reach highs like we saw last summer. Remember, we topped out at $5 a gallon last summer. So far, we haven't seen that kind of increase this year. The statewide average is now $3.90 a gallon, and that's been our average for a couple of weeks now. So even though it's not climbing rapidly, it's certainly not going down either. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Road crews and police are calling on people to stop trespassing on West Davis Highway construction areas.
UDOT is running into a lot of problems due to people trespassing all over the 16-mile corridor between Centerville and West Point.
It's really enticing for individuals. They see new asphalt out there. They see new trails being built.
West Davis Project Director Rex Harris says not only are these zones not safe, some of these incidents have cost Utah taxpayers millions of dollars and...
It puts us behind schedule, and we have a very tight schedule to get done.
Harris and other officials are asking people to keep their distance from the construction so they can have the new highway completed by next summer.
We want you to be able to utilize the project, but we wanted to have it in a condition that will be safe for you.
Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
And this week, getting a roundup in some parts of Davis County could be a little difficult. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly reports on some road closures.
Antelope Drive is closing nightly in both directions through this Saturday between 2500 and 3000 West. The biggest detour will be the closure of southbound Legacy Parkway between Farmington and Parish Lane in Centerville. It will shut down tomorrow night into Friday morning and again Saturday morning through Monday at 5 a.m.
Now drivers should use I-15 or US 89 southbound to get into the Salt Lake Valley. KSL's top national stories, the COVID era health rule that let US Border Patrol agents turn away migrants at the southern border is set to expire tomorrow. The Biden administration plans to come out with new restrictions once the policy lapses, but authorities along the southern border say that 10,000 migrants a day could try to cross into the U.S. for asylum.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection screens and vets individuals whom we encounter. Individuals, the vast majority of individuals, will be returned, those who do not qualify, from Border Patrol stations or Immigration and Customs Enforcement detention facilities.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says this is part of a series of new measures meant to crack down on illegal border crossing while creating new ways to enter the U.S. legally. We'll be hearing ongoing reports from our colleagues at KTAR in Phoenix starting on Thursday once this policy is lifted. Reporters there will be keeping a close eye on what's going on with the surge in migration and the potential impacts to surrounding border communities. First look traffic. Let's check in with Ricky Meese. Good afternoon, Ricky.
Good afternoon, Maria. Good speeds on all the valley freeways. We do have an accident at 1000 South Redwood Road. Another called out at 1900 South and 3rd West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1206.
Boyd Matheson helps you to think about the news differently.
National debt, $31 trillion. This isn't sustainable.
Join an elevated conversation. Inside sources from 1 to 3. Then Jeff Kaplan and his minute of news on the drive home on KSL News Radio.
Your taxes are going up, and these higher taxes could be devastating for your retirement savings. Don't be a sitting duck. Learn how you could reduce or eliminate your taxes in retirement with a free retirement tax savings analysis. It's from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake, a three-time winner of Utah's Best of State Award. If you've saved at least $200,000 for retirement, schedule your free analysis now by calling 801-682-4448. This free, customized analysis could save tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxes when you retire. But time is running out, so don't wait. To get your free analysis, call 801-682-4448. 801-682-4448.
Advisory services offered through Boss Retirement Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Insurance products and services offered through Boss Retirement Solutions.
Gah! I'm so stressed. Our business is growing. We've got people all over now.
Ooma.
What is that? Meditation?
I'm recommending the Ooma cloud phone system with auto attendant and more than 50 features.
Ooma?
Yep. Switching to Ooma is a cinch. Just $24.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Now you're feeling it. Find Small Business Calm at Ooma.com/radio. That's OOMA.com/radio.
Wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Experience the best in funk and soul music. Tower of Power, live August 10th at Ginley Amphitheater in Layton. Tickets on sale now at davisarts.org.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's New News. Recapping our top local story, this summer could bring high gas prices, especially here in Utah. KSL Newstime 1208, Sundance Mountain Resort is making the most of this record-breaking snowpack year with warm temperatures. They'll have the mountain open for skiing today alongside their summer activities.
With a mountain half in spring and half in winter, Sundance is hosting a special summer preview this weekend.
At the base, the snow is finally melting out, so it's definitely starting to look like spring at the base. But then on the back mountain, we still have enough snow to ski on this kind of one last time.
Brian Wilkie, Vice President of Marketing for Sundance, says the resort will open its front mountain for zip tours and scenic lift rides, as well as its back mountain for some final days of skiing this Saturday and Sunday. Alessandra Harris, KSL News Radio.
In Draper, a landslide has destroyed a popular mountain bike trail. The downhill trail Maple Hollow will be closed indefinitely. But the good news is Draper City says other trails are now open. City officials are reminding people to take it easy when heading downhill because conditions have changed over the winter. Heavy spring runoff could impact a visit to Zion National Park. Anytime the Virgin River is flowing faster than 150 cubic feet per second, crews could close down the narrows. The river has been at over 600 cubic feet since mid-April. Officials say they have no idea how long the flows will be that high, so there is still no estimated opening date for the popular park destination. KSL News Time, 1209. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. And good afternoon, Ricky.
Good afternoon, Maria. We are seeing construction slowdowns once again northbound on Highway 40 in Summit County as you're trying to get to the I-80 junction at Silver Summit. Remember, there is a lane restriction there. And for those traveling any of the rest of the Valley freeways, you have a very nice drive in progress. But a couple of surface street crashes, one in the clearing stages, Redwood Road at 10th South, that's 1000 South, and another at 3rd West and 1900 South. Rekindle your adventure in a place everyone will enjoy, Cedar City and Bryan Head. Shopping, dining, museums, spring skiing, hiking, biking, disc golf, and much more. Level up your adventure, visit cedarcity.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
We've got highs in the low 70s again today with a chance for scattered thundershowers by this afternoon. Expect some sprinkles and maybe even some gusty winds. 48 overnight dry. 71 tomorrow, mostly sunny, a gorgeous day. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Partly cloudy, but a very nice 66 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's New News. Border towns are scrambling to gear up for an expected surge in people trying to cross into the U.S. once a pandemic-era immigration policy expires tomorrow. We will go in depth on that next on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
found, Tim, that one of the hardest things about being a mom is just deciding what to cook for dinner every night.
I know.
Which is part of why I'm so excited to tell everybody about Beehive Meals.
It is a Utah company, and at some point we're going to have to tell the story of the Jacksons and how they actually got this going in 2019. But if you've been struggling with having tacos one night and spaghetti another night, open up your world for dinner with things like Mongolian beef stir fry or Parmesan honey pork roast.
Your family dinner has just never been easier than it is with these. They're pre-assembled freezer meals. I put it in the crock pot. I set it for how long it needs to go. It stays warm after that. And that way, if the family can't all eat together, if one person has basketball and another, it's just warm for whenever they're ready.
And by the way, less than $3.50 per serving. You couldn't go out to the store or out to dinner, certainly on your own, for that price.
You're absolutely right, Tim. I couldn't buy the ingredients for any less.
Start it for your family right now. Go to BeehiveMeals.com.
Tim Jr. here from RGS Exteriors to tell you about our 10-year everything guarantee. Most contractors spout off having great warranties that last forever. But those warranties are always, and I do mean always, riddled with loopholes, exception, fine print, and nonsense. At RGS Exteriors, we cover everything. Parts, labor, material, everything and anything for 10 full years. There's no cost to you whatsoever. No hoops to jump through. No exceptions. Yes, the products we sell, like James Hardy siding, our windows, gutter covers, come with a 25 to 50 year manufacturer's warranty, just like everybody else. But the truth is, the products almost never fail. It's always the labor and material, which is never covered, so you're stuck paying for service calls. For peace of mind, call RGS Exteriors. You'll sleep easy for 10 full years. 801-280-3110. Or visit us at rgsutah.com. That's 801-280-3110. Or online, rgsutah.com. Gutters, siding, windows, and all exteriors with the 10-year everything guarantee.
Is using separate office technology like business telephones, chat, video conferencing, and file transferring complicated and pricey? What if all of those things were bundled into one simple product that has over 99.9% uptime, crystal clear quality, and is affordable? And what if you could get your business telephone bundle from a proven office technology partner like Les Olson IT? You can.
Les Olson IT.
Boot Barn honors a Western legacy built by those who persevere through resourceful determination. Ariat honors that same legacy by bringing innovative technology to classic pieces. Driven by a dedication to the craft, Ariat blends timeless Western artistry with advanced performance features for the modern cowboy and rodeo athlete. Out West, ingenuity is second to none. Ariat at Boot Barn.
If you see breaking news out in the community or a traffic problem and you can text us safely, please do so at the Cypress Credit Union KSL text line at 57500. KSL News Time 12:15, the three things you need to know this hour. First,
both Legacy Parkway and Antelope Drive have nightly closures this week. Southbound Legacy Parkway will then completely close from Saturday to Monday for the West Davis Bridge construction. I'm KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly.
Second, the COVID-era health rule that let U.S. Border Patrol agents turn away migrants at the southern border is set to expire tomorrow. This could bring a huge influx of people trying to cross into the U.S. Third, traffic and weather together, beginning with Ricky Meese.
Summit County drivers, construction is going to catch you if you're traveling northbound on Highway 40, trying to get to I-80 near Silver Summit. You do have a lane restriction there. And then in the valley, a crash called out at 3rd West, 1900 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Mostly cloudy with a chance for thunderstorms. I'm Matt Johnson.
Partly cloudy, 66 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Growing calls for embattled Congressman George Santos to resign after federal prosecutors charged him with 13 counts, including misusing campaign funds and unemployment benefits. He's due in court this afternoon. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
Federal prosecutors have accused Congressman Santos of fraudulently inducing supporters to contribute funds to support his candidacy, when in fact Santos actually spent thousands of dollars of the solicited funds on personal expenses, and the indictment includes emails and text messages that Santos sent soliciting these funds.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says the charges are concerning, but says he'll wait for the outcome of the trial. President Biden in Westchester County, New York today, delivering remarks this hour on the economy. He's also warning of the consequences if Congress, and he says Republicans, don't raise the debt limit and the U.S. defaults on its loans. In Texas, sentencing day for Daniel Perry today, convicted of shooting and killing a Black Lives Matter protester and former veteran Garrett Foster in 2020. Judge Clifford Brown at the hearing.
This court sentences you to a term of 25 years in the Texas Department of Criminal Justice. You receive credit for whatever time you've previously been in custody. That concludes these proceedings.
Prosecutors say Perry rammed his car into protesters and Foster fired shots. Perry's attorneys claim self-defense. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he plans to pardon Perry. A day before the pandemic-era health rule Title 42 expires, Homeland Security rolling out new restrictions they say will help with the surge at the border. It includes a rule making asylum seekers ineligible if they cross illegally and were not denied by another country first. An FDA advisory panel unanimously voting to endorse the over-the-counter sale of a birth control pill. A final decision by the FDA not expected until summer. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. The border states are scrambling to gear up for a huge influx of migrants before a pandemic-era policy lifts tomorrow. News Nation correspondent Allie Bradley is on the ground in Brownsville, Texas.
Right now, based on numbers I'm seeing, there are 29,000 people in CBP capacity, which has never been seen before. Agents telling me this is unsustainable, saying it's beyond catastrophic. There are more than 7,500 people in the Rio Grande Valley custody alone right now. So we're looking at groups that are crossing by the hundreds regularly out here. We actually just witnessed around 50 soldiers through the National Guard military police in the quick reaction force being deployed out here. They're actually going to be plugging up the breach point here in between the ports of entry. So this is where a lot of people are crossing illegally. It's not a port of entry. They're crossing the river and then coming out here and self-surrendering to Border Patrol agents. But this quick reaction force is now prepared to stand the ground, stand against the river, basically, alongside DPS, and literally repel and deter migrants who are crossing. We actually are watching video this morning of DPS troopers standing their guard and not letting people get through their kind of human barricade that they've created. So this quick reaction force is under Governor Abbott's Operation Lone Star. It is part of the 545 troops that he deployed earlier this week. It is not part of the DOD and what the federal government is doing with their 1,500 troops that they're deploying.
Bradley tells David Dujanovic cities near the border will inevitably have people who are released from border control processing directly onto the street without guidance of where to go and what to do next. KSL News Time, 1219. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines is brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. What's happening, Ricky?
We do have an accident reported on I-80 going eastbound, but it's going to be about 5 miles prior to Skull Valley Road in Tooele County. But I'm not seeing what few cameras we have out there, any kind of backups in the area, so it is likely out of traffic. Now, where I am seeing slowdowns, that's in Summit County. Construction is causing a slow drive northbound Highway 40 approaching the I-80 junction at Silver Summit with a lane restriction there. Also, orange barrels out on the southbound side of Highway 40 and slowdowns possible between Jordanelle Reservoir and River Road. Cleanup continues on a crash 1900 South and 3rd West. The expert cataract surgeons at Moran Eye Center can help you see the world in vibrant clarity with state-of-the-art cataract care customized for your lifestyle. MoranEyeCenter.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast. Hey, another round of not too hot and not too cold type weather. We'll go 70 degrees today with a chance for thundershowers by this afternoon. 71 mostly sunny for your Thursday. Friday looks great. 73 mostly sunny. 76 on Saturday. Partly cloudy skies. Breezy. We keep the breezy winds on Sunday for Mother's Day. Partly cloudy. 78. Inching it up towards 79, maybe even 80 by next Tuesday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And it's a nice 66 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Quick check of the markets. The Dow is down by more than 200 points, apparently due to loss in shares for Nike and American Express. A complete update of your money news coming up next.
This May brings the Utah Opera season finale that's been turning heads all year long. The Revolution of Steve Jobs, an opera as innovative as its inspiration. Steve Jobs changed our world forever. Now, his story takes the stage. Discover the human behind the devices we use every day. His genius, his complexities, and his flaws. In a performance so convincing, you'll be half certain you're witnessing the man himself. With rave reviews across North America, this must-see Grammy Award winner comes to Utah. Thoroughly modern, sung in English, and running 90 minutes, rethink everything you know about opera. Be there for the Salt Lake City premiere of The Revolution of Steve Jobs, May 6th through 14th at Janet Quinney Lawson Capitol Theater. Tickets start at $30, half off for anyone under 30, at utahopera.org.
Witness the artistry of the Utah Symphony with a live performance. Go to utahsymphony.org.
At aimyourdigital.com, we'll help you target the right audience, build your leads, and crush your quota. Take your business to the next level. Our digital marketing strategies help grow awareness of your product or service, all while building trust in your business. Our approach involves leveraging multiple tools and strategies to deliver exceptional results that are customized to your unique business needs. Don't wait to run out of sales leads. Keep your business growing. Get started with aimyourdigital.com today.
Mother, also called mom, doubles as chauffeur, ATM, and someone with great advice and unconditional love. This Mother's Day, make her day with fine jewelry from Shane Company. We have gifts for every mom, and everyone special in your life is like a mom to you. What's great about Shane Company is our endless selection of options. With so many diamonds and colorful gemstones to choose from, we can help you create a one-of-a-kind necklace for mom. Pick a favorite color or choose a birthstone to represent each family member. We source our gemstones from around the world and hand-select the most beautiful ones, so whatever you create for mom, it'll be awesome. Something personal that reflects her style and all your love. When's her birthday? We have Zodiac Charm necklaces for every sign. Visit us today or shop online at shaneco.com and get free express shipping. Whether you spend a little or a lot, you're going to crush it with a Mother's Day gift from Shane Company.
Now you have a friend in the jewelry business. Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
Getting help with plumbing repairs is easier than you think. All you have to do is call Any Hour Services or schedule an appointment at AnyHourServices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
KSL News Time 1224, a first at Westminster. ABC's Derry Albinger with more from the nation's best-known dog show.
Buddy Holly is top dog at Westminster. The Petit Basset Griffon Vendéen, named for the rock and roll legend, beat out more than 2,500 other canines to take best in show at America's premier dog show, a first for the breed. His handler and co-owner, Janice Hayes.
It's a small breed, and we like it for that because they're not for everyone, but we've done a long time getting this breed to be noticed.
Later today, Buddy gets a VIP tour of the Big Apple, including lunch at Sardi's, but before that, the PBGV helped himself to a snack of flowers during the news conference. Daria Albinger, ABC News, New York.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Watching Utah's money, the U.S. has signed off on more than $42 billion in federal student loan forgiveness for more than 600,000 borrowers. The program is open to public workers like teachers, librarians, and nurses. It cancels a borrower's remaining student debt after 10 years of public interest work. KSL Drives, Toyota's profits are on the rise. Experts say their sales went up in the first 3 months of the year now that a supply chain crunch of microchips has been letting up. Homeowners are reluctant to sell their properties, which is making the market tougher for would-be buyers. Experts say people aren't wanting to let go of low mortgage rates, and it's contributing to higher home prices. Taking a look at your money at this moment, The Dow is down by 217 points, sitting at 33,345. S&P down by one. The NASDAQ, though, it's up by 74 points. The first of Prince Harry's three phone hacking lawsuits goes on trial today. The case comes from a scandal where private eyes snooped on the voicemails of the royal family and other public figures. Harry and other celebrities are suing the former publisher of the Daily Mirror over the alleged intrusion. Stay with us. We'll update your drive coming up next. KSL News Time, 1226.
Traveling this summer?
The government may begin to require airlines to compensate passengers for delayed and canceled flights.
Boyd has questions. Is this really a priority?
Clearly, the president wanted to get this message out before we hit the debt ceiling.
The president wants you to fly the friendly skies.
You know, one result of this may be flying becomes more expensive.
Obviously, there'll be a lawsuit filed if he does this by executive order.
Get your daily look behind the headlines. Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson on KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
This week's movie show is sponsored by Sound Sleep Medical in Sandy. Free sleep consultations to the first 50 callers to call Sound Sleep.
Question: what will you find on all over-the-counter or OTC medicine packages to help you choose the right drug and use it safely? The answer: the Drug Facts label. This label lists the medicine's active ingredients and purpose, how much to take, and warnings you should know before using it. Remember, even OTC medicines you buy without a prescription can cause side effects you don't want. So follow the information listed on the Drug Facts label. For more information, visit fda.gov/drugfactslabel. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
KSL News Time, 1229. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Here's Ricky Meese.
Valley Freeway traffic moving at very good speeds. New crash called out in West Valley, 5600 West, 3500 South. That's in addition to the other crash we have at 3rd West, 1900 South. Cypress Credit Union's got you covered. Open a new Visa Platinum card and pay 0% for the first 6 months on all purchases and balance transfers. Learn more at cypresscu.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
We'll go mostly cloudy skies today with a high of 70 degrees and a chance for some scattered thunder showers by this afternoon. Overnight lows in the upper 40s, partly cloudy. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high of 71. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
In Ogden at this hour, 64. Provo, 63 degrees. St. George, the warm spot with 71. 66 degrees downtown.
You're listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time, 1230. KSL's top story this hour. Governor Spencer Cox says he's basically certain Salt Lake City will be getting the Olympics again.
The governor telling KSL Sports Zone's Hans and Scotty G yesterday he's 99.9% sure.
I could not be more confident that we're going to get a winter game. The bigger question is 2030 or 2034.
He says 2030 might not work out because of the summer games in L.A. 2 years prior.
The Olympics has never had a summer winter games back to back, and it could hurt us a little bit with some of the sponsors and some of the fundraising that needs to take place.
The governor is confident we can handle the 2030 games if the IOC wants. KSL Sports also reports he believes a decision will come in the next 12-ish months before next year's summer games in Paris. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Transportation officials are asking people not to trespass on the West Davis Highway construction. West Davis Project Director Rex Harris says trespassing, especially incidents during the winter, left workers with quite a headache.
People would come out with their snowmobiles, with their ATVs, and they would get on the grade and they would tear up
a lot of the work that we had done and the damage that's been caused and the costs are amounting into the millions of dollars.
Kaysville police say they have dealt with 23 trespassing incidents in just the last month, but Harris says it's still happening all over the corridor between Centerville and West Point. Breaking news on KSL News Radio, just into the KSL newsroom. New York Congressman George Santos has pleaded not guilty to charges against him and has just been released on a $500,000 bond. Just this morning, Representative Santos was taken into custody on more than a dozen federal charges, including wire fraud, three counts of money laundering, and one count of theft of public funds. Lawyers on both sides of the Lori Vallow-Daybell murder trial are meeting with the judge today to work out jury instructions. They will present closing arguments tomorrow, and then the jury will begin deliberations. After the prosecution rested its case, her lawyers didn't call any witnesses or present a defense. They told the judge the prosecution hadn't proved its case. We'll hear more on the case from a reporter who has been following this case from the very beginning in just a few minutes on the KSL In Depth. KSL's top national stories. Border states are scrambling to get ready for a huge increase in people crossing the southern border once immigration policy Title 42 expires tomorrow. News Nation correspondent Allie Bradley is in Brownsville, Texas, and tells David Dujanovic all shelters across the southern border have authorized what they call safe street releases.
We will inevitably have people who are released from Border Patrol processing straight onto the streets. They will not have an in-between. They won't have an NGO that's helping them or a shelter that's providing them guidance on what bus station to go to. These people are literally going to be dropped off in the middle of these cities.
Bradley says in the 2 years of reporting at the border, she hasn't met a single migrant who stays in small border communities without passing through to the bigger cities. The Biden administration plans to enact new restrictions and guidelines aimed at curbing an influx of migrants, but authorities along the southern border also say the 10,000 migrants a day could try to cross the U.S. seeking asylum.
The lifting of the Title 42 public health order does not mean our border is open. In fact, it is the contrary. Our use of our immigration enforcement authorities under Title 8 of the United States Code means tougher consequences for people who cross the border illegally.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says a new immigration rule will presume that those who don't use lawful pathways to get into the U.S. are ineligible for asylum. Our record-breaking snowpack caused many resorts to push back their summer opening dates, but Sundance is still on schedule with only a slight delay.
Mountain biking will be a little bit delayed into June just because we've got to let the snow all melt out, but the rest of our summer season kicks off May 26th.
Blaine Wilkie, Vice President of Marketing at Sundance, says they are also having an early spring preview opening this Saturday and Sunday for skiing on the back mountain and scenic lift rides and zip tours on the front. Senators Mike Lee and Mitt Romney are raising concerns over a new policy that raises mortgage costs for some home buyers with good credit scores to help buyers with lower credit scores get into homes. Senator Romney told the Deseret News in a statement the new rules make no sense. Senator Lee says he opposes the policy. First look traffic, here's Ricky Meese.
Looking at a good drive up and down the I-15 corridor, as well as the rest of the Salt Lake County freeways. A crash called out at 5600 West, 3500 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1235.
Breaking news is just one ask away.
Playing KSL News Radio.
It got warm enough to kick the snow melt into high gear.
Sandbags line most of the streets
in your home. Tell Alexa, play KSL News Radio. Then listen in your car at 102.7 FM.
Don't worry, your plant is in good hands. Okay, Jill, you can do this. Plants just need water plus light, right? You can't mess that up. All right, Internet, let's see what you know. How to nourish a plant. How to rescue plant. Where to buy new plant.
Watching someone's plant is complicated, but watching their gun isn't.
Look, I know you've been feeling off. How about I hold on to your gun for a few days? Or even just change the combination to your safe, just until you're feeling better.
Help prevent suicide. If someone you know is struggling, ask to hold their gun until they're feeling better. Learn more at liveonutah.org.
If you're ready to get serious about your health and wellness, there's no better place and no other way to start than to check out Sota Weight Loss. It's S-O-T-A, stands for state-of-the-art weight loss, because it is state-of-the-art. It's not about pills, potions, lotions. It's not about any kind of fad diet. It's science. And it's based on what your body needs in terms of burning energy. And you don't go at it alone. But fortunately, you can do it wherever you are. You can do it all over the phone. You've got a coach and a nutritionist to walk you through every step of the way to make sure you're on path, you're on target, and you're achieving the results, because results matter. And then once you get the results, the next question is, can you sustain the results? And to me, that's the real power of Sota Weight Loss. Is I'm almost 18 months into my process. I lost 37 pounds in less than 3 months. I'm almost a year and a half in now, and I am right where I want to be. More healthy, stronger, really where I want to go. Check it out at SotaWeightLoss.com, S-O-T-A, weightloss.com.
The UACPA supports certified professional accountants in Utah through ongoing professional education and leadership development for an ever-changing financial world. Find a CPA at UACPA.org.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top story, Governor Spencer Cox says he is 99% sure Salt Lake will host the Olympics again. He's just not certain which year. KSL News Time, 12:38. President Biden is taking to the campaign trail to speak out about what could happen if the U.S. defaults on its loans. Republicans are adamant that they won't agree to raise the debt ceiling without future spending cuts. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze highlights what could happen if the U.S. defaults on its loans.
We're talking about delayed Social Security payments, for example, military troops not going paid. We're talking about the stock market being uncertain. That, you know, uncertainty in the economy means uncertainty the stock market. That could take a hit on your 401k. And just the threat of this alone could have repercussions across the global economy.
A meeting between the president and congressional leaders yesterday did not result in a deal, but another one is set for Friday. Davis County drivers will need to find alternate routes on some of their busiest roads this week. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has details.
If you use Legacy Parkway southbound, it will be closed tomorrow night until 4 a.m. Friday morning between Farmington and Parish Lane in Centerville. Then it will completely close again Saturday morning until Monday at 5 a.m. Drivers should use southbound I-15 or US 89 as their alternates into the Salt Lake Valley. Antelope Drive is also closed both directions nightly between 2500 and 3000 West through this Saturday. All the closures are to help UDOT place beams for the new West Davis Highway Bridge. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
A woman says she was scammed out of $50 at a retail store. She declined a receipt of her original purchase of around $6, but when she looked at her bank statements the next morning, discovered she'd been charged $56. KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard-Bell has some tips to keep your money safe.
According to the Better Business Bureau, saying yes to a receipt is the best way to avoid a scam. In fact, although it can seem like a waste of paper or a nuisance to carry around, it is your first line of defense against retail scams. When you decline a receipt, it makes it easier for cashiers or scammers to add cash back from your bank card without it being obvious.
The woman involved in this scam was able to confront the cashier and get her money back. KSL News Time, 12:39. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. What's happening, Ricky?
We're looking good on the Salt Lake County freeways. I-15 is problem-free, so you're good to go north or southbound between Ogden and Provo. We have had an accident called out in West Valley. 5600 West, 3500 South. It's very difficult to know if I'm looking at it in the traffic cameras or not, but just keep an eye out for it. And the final cleanup of a crash at 1900 South and 3rd West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Hey, we've got highs in the low 70s today and a chance for thundershowers, of course, by this afternoon. We'll dry out overnight, partly cloudy, low of 48. Working into your Thursday, mostly sunny skies, high of 71. We go 73 for your Friday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now in downtown Salt Lake City, mostly cloudy skies and 66 degrees. And coming up on Utah's new news, lawyers in the Lori Vallow Daybell trial are working out jury instructions ahead of tomorrow's closing arguments. We'll go in depth next on KSL News Radio.
the children's music and dance teacher who couldn't cha-cha.
I was always on my feet. It was just so painful.
Elisa couldn't let her students down, so she stepped up and went to the Good Feet store for personally fitted arch supports.
I would work an entire day, and my feet didn't hurt at the end of the day. That was when I knew, wow, these are different.
But the really good part?
It's going to be dancing together again.
Stop by or schedule your free fitting at goodfeet.com. The universal truth of women's shoes. The cuter they are, the more they hurt.
You have to put your best foot forward, and if your best foot is an ugly shoe, oh my goodness.
Lee San thought she had to choose between looking good and feeling good, until she got fitted for arch supports at the Good Feet store.
Now I can wear the shoes that I've picked out because I like the way they look, not because they were comfortable.
Good Feet relieved her pain and her fashion dilemma. Stop by or schedule your free fitting at goodfeet.com.
Stop by the Good Feet store in Farmington, Riverton, or Sandy for a free fitting. Call 1-800-NEW-FEET or visit goodfeetnw.com.
Want to annihilate payroll problems? Wipe them out with Paycom. Paycom torches timesheet errors like a flamethrower. Oh, obliterates overtime blunders like a wrecking ball. Holy mackerel! And PTO problems? Paycom leaves them pulverized. Wow! Because with Paycom, employees do their own payroll right in the Paycom app. They find and fix errors before payroll submission, so HR can tackle important stuff, like performance incentives and retaining top producers, so your people can crush their goals. And with Paycom, employees enter and manage their own HR info, like onboarding, tax setup, and benefits enrollment. It's all in one powerful software with ironclad security.
Stop doing that!
Sick of HR and payroll headaches? Don't just eliminate them. Demolish them! At Paycom.com.
At Lowe's, we're always bringing pros more ways to save on the brands you trust. Right now, buy a DeWalt 9-gallon corded shop vacuum with accessories at a new low price of $99. Plus, as an MVP's member, earn 3 bonus points per dollar when you buy select concrete mix. You can then redeem for rewards. Because Lowe's knows savings, Lowe's knows pros. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Valid through 5/17. Bonus points calculated before taxes and fees after applicable discounts, if any. Valid through 6/2. Subject to change.
Summer is coming fast, and Lagoon is now hiring for several positions for the season, including ride operations, food and beverage, games, retail, grounds, and more. If you're looking for a great summer job, apply today online at lagoonpark.com/jobs. At Lagoon, the fun starts with you. Join us. Must be 14 years of age or older to apply.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines, such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
KSL News Time, 12:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Governor Spencer Cox is basically certain Salt Lake City will be getting the Olympics again. He tells KSL Sports Zone that he's 99.9% sure a Games will come here in either 2030 or 34. I'm KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ayres.
Second, New York Congressman George Santos just pled not guilty to all 13 federal charges filed against him. Congressman has been released on a $500,000 bond. Third, traffic and weather together, beginning with Ricky Meese.
Freeway traffic in the valley rolling along and looking good. We do have lane restrictions in place northbound Highway 40, approaching the I-80 junction at Silver Summit, and a crash called out at 3500 South, 5600 West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Scattered thunderstorms back in the forecast today. I'm Matt Johnson.
Mostly cloudy, 66 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
GOP Congressman George Santos appeared in federal court and pleaded not guilty to charges that include misusing campaign funds. ABC Chief Legal Analyst Dan Abrams.
This isn't about George Santos lying about his resume. That's not what these charges are going to. This is about stealing money. And they're pretty clear here. In part about what they were for. that Santos was using it to make personal purchases, including designer clothing.
Santos was released on a $500,000 bond. President Biden speaking at an event outside New York City today and warning of the consequences, he says, if Congress does not raise the debt limit and the U.S. goes into default on its payments. Republicans want federal spending cuts attached to the increase on the debt ceiling. Air sirens sounding in Israel today. Palestinian militant groups fired hundreds of rockets from Gaza in retaliation for Israeli forces targeting and killing more than a dozen militant leaders and civilians. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
The trial of Lori Vallow Daybell. Special coverage on KSL News Radio.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Lawyers on both sides of Lori Vallow Daybell murder trial are meeting with the judge today to work out jury instructions ahead of closing arguments tomorrow. Prosecution has rested its case, and Vallow Daybell's lawyers didn't call any witnesses or present a defense, saying the prosecution hadn't proved its case.
Lori's charged with not only the murder charges, but conspiracy to commit murder and grand theft by deception. I think that the case was pretty clear, the grand theft. She used her dead children's money and spent the money. The conspiracy, there was a lot of evidence of that, a lot of text messages back and forth. The big question, as you mentioned, Debbie, is did she actually commit the murders? There was no, you know, smoking gun that she did this and therefore her children died. However, there was a lot of, I mean, there were 60 witnesses from the prosecution, 60, and a lot of evidence that their mother was aware of what was happening. Their mother did nothing to try to stop it, according to all of the evidence. Their mother never opposed any sort of talk of children being injured or hurt. So there was a lot there. Now, as for the defense, they said from the beginning they will have very few, if any, witnesses. And the only witness that we thought might take the stand would be Lori herself. And I'm told that decision was not made until yesterday, about 5 minutes before the defense attorney said what you just played, that we have nothing there. It was up to her. It was her decision. She said that she did not feel comfortable taking the stand and that she was not going to, and that's when they rested.
East Idaho News reporter Nate Eaton tells Dave and Dujanovic Chad Daybell's case could change things in Lori's case.
Chad is a death penalty case. Lori's is not. And because it's a death penalty case, the bar is higher. It will be longer. His attorney says there will be more witnesses. So we could be back here again in about a year going through this whole process again. A lot will be the same. We've heard a lot of the same evidence. The evidence will be the same, but there will be some different aspects. The one major difference is he's actually charged with the murder of Tammy Daybell, his wife. Lori was charged with conspiracy for murder on her, not the actual murder.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small is on his way to Boise as we speak. We'll bring us live coverage from the courtroom starting tomorrow morning during Utah's morning news.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.